Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another edition. If you're listening to me right now, that means you're among the living. And that is one reason to be thankful this morning. I want you to just search deep. I want you to count all the days in this year that you have been able to see thus far. I want you to count how many times you've been able to go out and come in. I just want you to calculate the moments that God has been faithful, and you realize that despite everything that you feel that you are passing through, God has indeed been faithful. So I want us to start this day by giving God all the thanks. If you want to sing, I want you to sing. If you want to shout, if you want to roll on the floor, if you have your tambourines there, if you have a special song, if you have something sweet to say to God, I want you to begin to express them to the Almighty God, because He deserves it and more. 1,000 tongues, the Bible says, is not enough for us to give to the King of Glory. So I want you, whichever way you feel you know how to do it, I want you to appreciate God this morning. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we have come to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you because you, Lord, have been faithful from generations to generations, Lord. You've been faithful from ages to ages, Lord. Throughout this year, Lord, you've been consistent in your mercy. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering, what am I even listening to? This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive deep into the mysteries and revelation of God, where God gets to speak to us and we get to listen. Each and every word addresses different parts of our lives. That's why I want to specially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word and invite that special person to this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 8th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Friday, and we've come with a new topic that says Prayers of Thanksgiving. So you know what today is going to be filled with? Thanksgiving. Prayers of Thanksgiving. Our input today is M18. Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John chapter 18 to chapter 19. John chapter 18 to chapter 19. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, which says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Our Bible reading today is taken from Psalm 95 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 95 from verse 1 to 5. Are you with your Bibles now? Psalm 95 from verse 1 to 5. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands from the dry land." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we'll be taking prayer points, and I want you to join us as we raise our voices to the Most High. Our first prayer today says, "Lord, I thank you for my life. It is not by my power or might that I am still alive today. I am thankful. I am truly grateful, Lord." Open your mouth and begin to pray. "Lord, I thank you for my life. It is not by my power or might that I am still alive today. I am truly grateful, Lord. Accept my thanks in Jesus' name. Amen." Our second prayer point says, "Father, thank you for your mercy and grace towards me. Thank you for keeping me and showing me your mercies from the beginning of this year until now, O Lord. Father, thank you for your mercy and your grace towards me. Thank you for keeping me and showing me your mercy from beginning of this year until now. Thank you, Father. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen." Our third prayer point is, "Lord, thank you because I am born again. Thank you for saving my soul and redeeming me from destruction in the hand of the devil. I am so glad that I will reign with you in eternity. Thank you, Father, for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for redeeming me, Lord, from destruction. Thank you for redeeming me from the hand of the devil. I am so glad that I will forever reign with you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed." Our fourth prayer point says, "Father, thank you for all the answered prayers. I am really grateful that I can call on you anytime. Thank you for all the unanswered prayers, because I am confident that you have my best interest at hand. This means that you should thank God for the prayers he answered and the ones he did not answer, because he alone has all the wisdom. He knows what is good for us. His plans for us are of good and not of evil. Let's thank God for all the answered and unanswered prayers. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen." Our fifth prayer point is, "Father, I thank you for always protecting me from evil. You cause me to dwell under the shadow of your wings, and I am truly grateful, Lord. Accept my thanks in Jesus' name." Our sixth prayer point says, "Father, I thank you for providing for me daily. I am grateful for all that you have given to me. I know that you will continually take care of me all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for being our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for provision. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen." Our seventh prayer point says, "Father, thank you for all my family members and loved ones. Thank you for the privilege of having people that I can call my family and friends. Thank you for my family members and my loved ones, O Lord. Thank you for having them around me. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen." Our eighth prayer point is, "Father, thank you for the local assembly where I worship you. Thank you for the pastors, the ministers, the workers and members. Thank you for all you are doing in our midst and your plans and purposes for us. Lord, thank you for my local assembly, O Lord. Thank you for everyone inside my local assembly. Thank you for your answered prayers in my local assembly. Thank you for individuals, oh Lord, that gather to fellowship with you every single week. Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Our ninth prayer point is, thank you, Lord, for always fighting my battle for me. Thank you for always giving me victory and for making me more than a conqueror in you. I am truly grateful, Lord. Accept my thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Our 10th prayer point is, thank you, Father, for being my Lord. It is only because of you that I can face tomorrow. You are very special to me, Lord. Without you, my life has no meaning. Thank you, Lord, for being my one and only. Thank you for being my yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you that because of you, I can face tomorrow. Thank you that because without you, my life has no meaning. Thank you for being in my life, Lord. Accept my thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Our 11th prayer point says, thank you, Lord, for the doors of opportunities and blessings that you have opened unto me. Thank you also for the closed doors, because I know that all things are working for my good. Father, thank you. Thank you for the doors of opportunities and blessings that you have opened unto me. Thank you, Lord, for the closed doors also, because I know that all things are working for my good. Our 12th prayer point says that you should pray your personal prayers of thanksgiving to the lover and keeper of your soul. You know those things that you want to appreciate God for. You want to thank him for. I want you to just highlight everything quickly and begin to express them one after the other to him. Let him know that you are thankful, Lord. And as we do that, may God accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to. Just copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be inspiring, entertaining, and spirit-filled. Thank you for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye.